Well, that is followed by a very special time in our service where we have something called Children's Moments. And for those that aren't familiar with our Children's Moments, the pastor started something, I don't know, a couple of months ago, where he challenged the kids every week to fill up a box. Children's Moment is outside. And the challenge is the kids will put something in this box and they hand it around to different kids. And the pastor has no idea what's in here, but he has to craft his message around what's inside this box. Now, I asked Todd, who brought it in, because Breland's under the weather with some issues. So I said, can I peek? He said, no, you can't. I did, but you can't. So let's see, guys. What do you think's in this box this morning? You want to look? Do you know? All right, everybody stand up and look in. Here we go. I'm going to lose control here in a second. One, two. Can you see, Nicole? Here we go.
Of course.
Of course. I have no idea what it is. All right. Ooh, this is kind of dangerous. I don't know what this is. Did he pick it up in the parking lot? What is this? It looks like... No, it looks like a shot, but it's a pen.
Well, that's creepy weird.
That's creepy weird?
That's a bike. Yeah, my puppy's over there. He knows weird.
He knows weird? What's this?
A bike made out of these connectors.
A bike made out of connectors. Wow, this is a box full of all kinds of goodies.
A bracelet.
A bracelet?
Yeah, for his birthday.
Oh, no.
A birthday bracelet?
No.
Well, hang on.
From Kid Works
crayons. And then a note for all of us. Okay, let's sit back down as I read the note. Okay. It says, God trust us with our beliefs so we might want to celebrate, be nice, and have a good day. Now, that's interesting. He's not here today, but he left us a message, right? And how do you think he wrote that message? With the pen. And what do you think the Bible is?
It has the rules that God wrote.
It's the rules that God wrote, but somebody had to write them down, didn't they?
Yeah,
a long time ago.
It was like the
it was a pencil. Like the Constitution, exactly right.
I think it's in the pen.
Well, the question up front is, how did they get that ink in the pen? I don't know the answer to that one. But we do know that the Bible was written by people who wanted us to know what their notes were and what Jesus said when he was here.
They didn't use pens, they used quills.
They used quills. They used all kinds of different things to write because they didn't have pens. And charcoal. All kinds of things.
And feathers.
Yep. Also known as a quill. Yeah. All kinds of different names. So think about how meaningful it was to get a note like this from Breland. How meaningful is it to get a note from Jesus? There's a note every morning, every day, anytime you need it, you can open the Bible and there's a note from Jesus, just like there was a note in this box. You have to read a new one every day. That note's there for you every single day. How about that? Let's say a prayer. Lord, we thank you for the children. We thank you for the joy and the gift that they are to our lives. We thank you for the notes that you deliver us to us that we can read each and every day as our mothers sit us on our laps and read us notes from the Bible. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, I'm not sure where you go next.
My grandma has a Bible, but it's a cooking book.
You get it? You take the stuff out. All right, I'll give it to you after service, okay? It's his turn. No arguing over the box.
Can I get it next week?
Sure, sure. Whew, I made it through that.
It's a cooking Bible, but it's actually a cooking Bible.
Oh, cool.